Labor tensions have erupted with foreign workers at a berry farm in Sumas, Washington. More than 120 people have reportedly walked off the job after a worker fell ill and later died. KUOW's Liz Jones has the story.
Fellow worker Seonesta Silva Ibarra was 28 years old, married, with three children. He came to Washington for the berry harvest as a temporary worker from Mexico. Officials confirm he died Sunday, and it sparked what happened next.
Guanajuato. Michoacán.
This is video from a makeshift camp in Sumas, near the Canadian border. The workers call out where they're from.
Jalisco.
They all came here on the federal H-2A program to work for Sarah Banan Farms.
Sin tener culpa, lo único que hicieron es pedir información.
They had questions about Ibarra's medical treatment, the man says, and they raised concerns about food and rest breaks. To push the company for a response, the workers joined in a one-day strike. They say they were fired and evicted from the farm in retaliation. Norm Hartman is a spokesman for Sarah Banan Farms.
It is a labor issue, and we do not comment on such matters. We hope that the issues can be resolved soon.
The Washington Department of Labor and the Mexican consulate are also looking into the situation. In the meantime, the H-2A workers are camped out near their old farm. Videos show dozens of donated tents, suitcases on tarps, a fridge and coolers packed in the yard. The workers are consulting with an attorney. It's unclear if they'll return to work or to Mexico. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.